The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during his earthly ministry, illustrates the firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, I spoke to you recently on the subject, you must be born again. And I tried to make it plain that when a man's born a second time, he becomes a child of God. Now, the Bible just says, as plain as is possible to put in language, we are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Now, that's the way I become a child of God. And then the Bible says that we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. Now, loving the brethren doesn't make me a child of God, but being a child of God makes me love the brethren. Like working, I don't work to be saved. I trust Jesus to be saved, and I work because I am saved. Now, the moment I'm saved, I become a child of God. And then, I'm speaking reverently, I have obligations that rest upon a child. I'm to be a good witness. I'm to let my light shine. I'm to live like a Christian ought to live. And then what else? Now, I'm speaking reverently. When I become a child of God, God becomes my Father, and He becomes responsible for me. Fatherhood carries responsibility. Man said to me one time, said, "You think God let anybody go to hell?" He said, "I wouldn't let my own child go to hell." Well, I said, "Neither would God." "But wait a minute, buddy, you're not God's child and you're born a second time. Don't go around here a child of the devil and try to claim to be a child of God when you're not. You look to your father, the devil." That's what Jesus said. "You're your father, the devil." All right? "Let the devil take care of you. Don't go around here asking Jesus to take care of the devil's children." Jesus loved the devil's children enough to die on the cross to save them. And He wants to save them. And when they are born again, they become children of God. All right, then what happens? Well, God Almighty then, my Heavenly Father, becomes responsible. I'm His child. And He's my Father. Fatherhood carries responsibility. A child has responsibility. I'm responsible to obey my father. I'm responsible to live like he says live. Do what he says do. That's what a child ought to do. I ought to let my light shine. I ought to confess before the world that I'm a Christian. God's my father and Jesus is my savior and all that. But notice this a minute. God is my father, becomes responsible to take care of me. Jesus said to his disciples, "Lo, I'm with you always, even the end of the age." Now, Jesus went back to heaven, and now the Holy Spirit's come, and the Holy Spirit's a person. So I have the Holy Spirit, the other self of Jesus, with me. Now, Jesus Christ was with his disciples. Now, when he went back to heaven, the Holy Ghost came down, and the Holy Ghost is in our bodies now. We're taught that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost that's in you. So I'm indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Yes, I'm a child of God, you know. Going down this road of life, born again, a new creation, a child of God. Isn't that wonderful? All right. Now, one of the most precious things in all the Bible that God says to me, at least a man said it with a pen of inspiration, and God moved that pen. "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." You know, people go around and say, "Well, you know, everything works to good." Oh, that's not in the Bible. "For all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Now, let's make that clear. I'm a child of God. I love God. Yes, I do, too. I know I do. You love Him if you're born again. I love God, but wait a minute, that's not enough now. I'm called according to His purpose. Now, God has something for His children to do. Never mind who you are now. Don't get the idea that you are a nobody. If you are a child of God, you are somebody. You are what you are by grace, and you don't strut your stuff, and you don't boast about it. But you know a child of God is somebody. You're joint heir with Jesus Christ. You've been born again. Everything in the universe belongs to Jesus Christ. And you are joint heir with Him. All the stars in the sky are dewdrops out on the lawn out in front of His house. Everything that man's ever seen through a telescope any other way belongs to Jesus Christ. All the flowers that bloom are flowers in His garden. All the suns that shine, suns He lighted. Everything belongs to Him. Now, you're a child of God. Sometimes you may think you had a pretty tough time off in this strange old world where the devil's organized things against you. But a child of God is somebody. I'm no worry about the dust. I'm no low-down, degraded somebody. I'm a low-down, degraded man saved by the grace of God. And God's my Father. Jesus Christ is my Savior. And God sent the Holy Ghost to answer the prayer of Jesus to dwell in my body. And I'm somebody. Yes. Well, what's God going to do for me? He's going to take care of me. Now, wait a minute. For we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Now, that doesn't mean that God sends everything. God doesn't send everything. But there's nothing in this universe that God doesn't permit. He permits it. See? There are two aspects to the will of God. There's a directive aspect and the permissive aspect. Now, if I'm God's child, born again, saved man on the way to Him, and I know I'm trusting Him. All right. I'm in the will of God, doing the directive will of God. God Almighty is especially obligated to take care of me. Now, for instance, if I walk out from the directive will of God on the permissive will and say, I'll do this myself, then what happens to me? Well, I get in trouble. I'm talking to somebody right now who's in trouble. You married out the will of God. You claim to be a Christian. And God made it perfectly clear you shouldn't marry a sinner, but you did it, see. Well, now, don't gripe and complain if you're having a hard time, if you're in this mess you're in. Go ahead and trust Jesus Christ and keep praying. Live a best Christian life. You may get your husband or your wife saved. I've known cases like that. But remember now, God never directs a Christian to marry a sinner. That's clear in the Bible. You ought to be unequally yoked together. Now, God never directs that. Now, you go ahead. God will overrule it if you're a Christian. He'll bless you and take care of you. He said, after you're married, the faithful wife, go ahead and live the right kind of life. And faithful husband, live the right kind of life. Converted one may get the other one converted. That's the substance of what the Bible teaches. All right. But if you've surrendered your life to God, and you're under the direct will of God, then it's God's responsibility to take care of you. Doesn't matter what happens. For we know that all things work together for good. Now, it didn't say for your ease and your pleasure. You know, God lets some things happen sometime to keep us humble. If some of us were rich, we'd be so stuck up, nobody could be around us. God keeps us humble. All right, sometimes God lets us suffer. One of the saddest things in the world, people said to me, so many times, why does God let His children suffer? Why do they have pain like that? Did you ever, fathers and mothers, ever whip your little child and say, I'm sorry to... Son, this hurts me worse than it hurts you. And I used to wonder if they were telling the truth now, little folk. But that's what they said. And as I became a father, I understood it. You know, when you have to punish a child sometimes. Now, the Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, He child trains. Or He chastens. It means He child trains you. See? And every tear that flows down your cheek. And every sigh you have. And all things that happen together, working together for good. Folks lie about you. When I was a young preacher and started out, the whiskey people in America, all the whiskey gang used to lie about us. We'd go into town, the town would vote dry, and back in those old days. By the way, it's a funny thing now, that's not what's happening in America now. Most of the lies told about us now are told by folks that claim to be Christians. And they call us fundamentalists and say he's a rank fundamental because you believe the Bible and hold on to it. Say, let me ask you something. If you love the Bible, are you a... It's funny how you'd say something against a fellow that stands for the Bible, isn't it? If you love Jesus Christ, it's a strange thing how you'd be against somebody and criticize somebody for standing up for Jesus Christ. If a man was standing up for my boy or my wife or my mother or somebody like that, and stand up and say, you shan't say that about him. This is what God says about him. You know, I'd tell you right now, I'd be for the fellow that's standing up and doing that, see? Wouldn't you? All right. Now, a lot of people talk about going to heaven, not going to heaven. Let's get that straight now. Oh, you say, I love Jesus, do you? He said, if you would, you'd keep your commandments. That's what he said. If you love me, keep my commandments. Stand for me. Don't dodge, don't compromise, don't trim. Don't run around with people that don't believe these things and go along and pat them on the back and boost them. Don't go along like that. All right. Now, all down the years, I've been preaching the Word of God. As I look back over my life since I was converted at the age of 11 and went to preaching as soon as I thought God wanted me to do it, and I've done many things I shouldn't have done, but when I faced an issue and a crisis, I've always said, what's God's will about this? What's God's will about this? And I've tried to work along the line of the will of God and the purpose of God, and I know I love God. Now, I have one promise that's sure. All things work together good, for we know it. It's so whether we know it or not, but it sure is a great deal of comfort to know it. For we know it, all things work together for good to them that love God. The stars shine for you. The morning sunbeams out of an eastern sky light up your heart and drive out the darkness of your soul. Yeah, all things. The serpents hiss for you. The rivers flow to the sea for you. The tongue of the slanderer who dips it in slime and tries to smear you, that's good for you. Someday all the scars will turn to stars. All sorrows will break out in shouting. Yeah, if you belong to God. The Bible makes it plain. Nothing can hurt you if you're in line with His directed will. Fire can't burn you. Water can't drown you. Death can't kill you till God's through with you, if you're in His will. What happened? Paul could not be killed. They tried to kill him, put him in jail, persecuted him, lied about him. But he couldn't be killed until he finished his job. On the directed will of God, he said, Timothy, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, I've kept the faith, and I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. Yes, work's done. Did you know if you were in the will of God and you love God and are serving God where God puts you and living on the direct will of God, that you are immortal till your work's done? What a blessed thing it is. For we know that all things work together for good. That's in the Bible. And I believe that. For good to whom? To them that love God. To them that love God and to them who are the called according to His purpose. That's a blessed, sure word of God forever settled in Him. So let's quit worrying. Let's look up and smile and trust and march on down the highway, knowing that He that's with us is greater than all that's against us. And the Holy Ghost in us is God in us and giving us victory day by day. And let's finish the job under His directed will. Our Father, help us to be faithful Christians, to be true Christians, to be loyal Christians, to be Christians and not be turned aside by every wind that blows. But keep us ever faithful, we pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
There's no better way to find out what Bob Jones University has to offer than to come see for yourself. Talk with our students. Confer with members of the faculty. But if you can't visit, call 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. Ask for a personal opportunity profile. In South Carolina, 242-5100.
Listen next week at this time for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.